about what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
Okay, we're on this Thursday night edition of the program. Uncensored Radio Free America. Only on RBNLive.com. And we're here tonight, and we're awaiting a hookup with a gentleman who has spent quite a bit of his life in the geopolitical sphere. He has been an intelligence analyst, and he has worked for the U.S. government, for the U.S. Armed Services, and I'll tell you, he's quite an interesting person. He's gone through a lot lately, health-wise, and he's recovering, and he's with us again. He was here once before last year, and maybe twice, actually, and his name is Joe Cortina. Hello, Joe Cortina.
Good evening. How you doing?
All right. I am doing okay there, Joe. And I want you to tell our listeners before the break, first break, a little bit about all of your, your repertoire. You have quite a portfolio in service, and you were in the armed services, and you've done many things regarding intelligence gathering and that type of activity, right?
Well, yes, I have. Some of it official, some of it unofficial. And it doesn't matter because the information I got was still valid and used for a certain purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I was with a regular special forces unit. I had an A-team. I was on jump status for about 2.5 years, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in various units. I was in an artillery unit for a while and so on. But, I mean, you know, all service guys have had usually some kind of, you know, repertoire of different service things. But
now, you were in Vietnam, were you?
No, I was not.
You were involved in the
interesting
in the Latin American issues in the 80s.
America,
right? Yeah, right.
I had some opportunities to do some, I guess for lack of a better word, some almost kind of James Bond stuff, a little on the on the lower end of that. And I got a lot of interesting things and facts and so on, things that people, what prompted me to do this was that I had seen, at the time, I was either had just left or was still in the Democratic Party, and I was becoming very, very aware. Fortunately, some good people who were my mentors were way ahead of me in the game at that time, and we're trying to inform me, just like I'm doing with people now, of facts, which is what I do. I don't deal in gossip or barroom talk or, gee, Billy Bob told me this or so on.
Mm-hmm.
And I started, I had some connections that were pre-built into my past in Central America, so that made that part of it, facilitated it quite a bit. I had some very powerful connections there. And at any rate, I remember seeing Tip O'Neill stuck in my mind, the Speaker of the House, was the cheerleader for the Sandinistas.
Yes.
And the Sandinistas were portrayed as agrarian reformers and wonderful people and, you know, this kind of thing.
All right, hang on. We'll be right back in three minutes. We'll pick up where we left off. So, exciting show tonight, as always, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Cortina, my guest, join in.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Do it, man, do it. Na, na, na. All righty, we're back. Hey, all right, Joe Cortina, my guest. And, hey, Joe, you're giving us a little synopsis of your if you will, your repertoire in the service in the 80s. And I believe you were, you're over 45 now, aren't you?
You bet.
What are you, about 60?
68.
I remember you telling me that one time, and
I was training combat troops for the Berlin crisis because we were. That's people don't realize that we came a lot closer to a lot more serious conflict at that time than the Cuban crisis or anything since then.
Right.
But that was kept. It wasn't a secret. It just wasn't publicized enough so people realized how serious it really was. The Cuban crisis was just bound to resolve itself anyway. But I was training combat troops at the time when 95% of all the men in the Middle East and Afghanistan and so on weren't even born. And the men that I trained were totally different moral people. Completely, completely different. And we're training a bunch of young thugs, hoodlums, rapists, murderers, Oh, no, they aren't all like that.
Oh, I'm getting something in my headphones. Wait a minute.
Of 1% like that, that's a huge blemish. And that's, we don't have that now. We have a huge number, a huge percentage of these people that are just killer instinct. They don't know why they're there.
He's coming back. Hold on a minute, Joe. What's that in my headphones? Do you hear anything strange? Joe, do you hear anything?
No, just what I've
All right,
told
I'm
you.
Hearing it on my end. It sounds like a kaputz, some cuckoo clock there, fooling around with some audio. Okay, some alien distorter. You know what an alien distorter is, don't you?
What's that?
Well, an alien distorter is one of those outsiders trying to get in to try to distort your message and mine. You know, we call whatever you want to call them. You want to call them goonies, or you want to call them roaches, or whatever. But they're trying to get into the headphones here, and they're trying to upset the apple cart. But we just got rid of them. We got rid of them.
Good, good.
We have our trusted producer here, Myron, or what's his name there? Mark. Mark is going to take care of that for us. All right, as you were saying, I'm sorry, you were saying about the work that you did in Vietnam and all of the work that you did, rather, not in Vietnam, but the training of U.S. troops.
Nicaragua,
the Sandinistas and the communists and the El Salvadoran communist death squads.
Ancient history, but there was a lot of lessons to be learned from that. And one of the biggest lessons, I think, in the whole mess, I can tell you a lot of interesting stories, the kind of stuff that guys like to hear over cold beers that have never done anything near like that, or some of them were with me, or some of them have done a hell of a lot scarier things. You know, I never compare myself to anybody.
Right.
I always find lesser or greater forces. But the lesson was, the thing that still sticks with me the most about all the things and all the experiences I had down there. Tell you one quick one. I billeted at a high security Soviet billeting area where there were Soviets, all the Eastern Bloc technologists and scientists and advisors and so on were down there from the whole communist world. Mm-hmm. And I won't get into the long story of how I got in, but I got in. I speak Spanish. You know, my only problem was I'm a little taller than the average Latin American communist, the Cubans and so on. And I kind of was a fly on the wall, and I'm in the mess hall dining with all these Soviet bloc people.
Yep.
And they haven't a clue. They think I'm one of the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
So after a week or two, you find out who the comedians are, who the light-headed guys are, who the really uptight people are. The uptights were the Soviets. The Soviets were always, always uptight. The Bulgarians and the Czechs were, you know, they had some things that most American humor would appreciate, you know, like black marketing food to get in there to have some nice dinners and stuff like that. And but you'd always tell the Soviets, there was always the guys, they'd always sit in one little tight group, and they were always very uptight. The last day I was there, I purposely spoke to another guy in English so that they could hear me. And you could see the hair rising on the back of their head. To this day, I'm sure they know they'd been compromised by some CIA guy. But anyway, that's my kind of sense of humor. Thinking back on it, I thought I could have got my ass in real trouble.
I guess so. You know, and you're one of the few people that I've interviewed and talked to who's got a real working knowledge of the fact.
Well, let me go back to the main point that I was going to tell you about.
Go ahead.
It's predicated on history, and nothing ever changes. We just
repeat it. No, you're right.
And I'm looking at the same thing today, and that lesson is this.
Sure.
I am looking at the leadership in the Congress of the United States of America committing high treason, secret meetings with Dan Ortega and Jim Wright, who was the replacement Speaker of the House for Tip O'Neill. That was treason. That is not allowed. That is verboten. You don't do that in the American system. But the Democrats were doing this, and it was treason. This man was a communist Marxist operative. He made no bones about it. Their idea was there were going to be no borders, communist Marxism with no borders. They had submarine bases that were being built up.
Sounds familiar.
In Nicaragua. And then in Salvador. I mean, that thing was getting out of hand. A lot of people don't realize it. And the thing, my point is, instead of everybody, every mother's son in this country, everybody in our Congress saying, hey, we have a real enemy. They don't dislike us because something we've done to them. They dislike us because we're not communists and we represent a threat by virtue of our beliefs. Okay, hold that thought, because it has nothing to do with what's happening in the countries that we have had war, serial wars against, who've done nothing to us. Absolutely nothing to us. They hate us, yes. They hate us for the same reason I would, because if someone killed my child, I'd spend the rest of my living days seeking vengeance. And I know God said, vengeance is mine, and so on. But that's one of the flaws in my personality, and I've got to get even personality, and I will get even with anybody that harms a hair on the head of my first or second born. So what I was watching here was half of an entire Congress dedicated to the betterment of a Soviet instigated and backed, but Marxist entity in our, not our backyard, in our front yard. And that was insane, absolutely insane. But you have to understand, Iraq is not Vietnam. Let me repeat that. Iraq is not Vietnam. Wholly different. Apples and oranges. Iraq is a country who has done us no harm, no evil, nothing. And the behest of a foreign power who controls this country, which you know what I'm talking about, Israel, we are owned by them. They hold the president's balls in their hands, literally, and we're going to do anything they say. If they say jump, we don't just jump. We say,
how high?
How high, Elmer?
Yeah, right.
You know, and so that is more treason, and this treason now involves the murder of tens of thousands of totally innocent people, many of them women and children and elderly and sick and so on. What we are doing is unheralded in the history of any civilized country. These are the kind of things that we hated the Soviet Union for and Red China. We've seen all these stories, which are true. I've had contacts with Soviet operatives, another part of my little past that was interesting, which I won't get into in detail tonight, but just take my word for it. And the reason we hated them is because we pictured these horrendous things that they did to innocent people because they believed in God and so on. Now, what we have is an entirely different situation. We have a situation where we have been told to go kill all these people, men, women, and children, because they are not in the favor of the chosen. Period. End of report. That's it. Nothing more complex than that. I've spent time in the occupied territories. I've spent time with Mossad, with people from Langley, in the Mideast, with the intelligence community. And I know what the hell I'm talking about.
Yes, from first-hand experience and account. All right, Joe. Be back with Joe Cortina in just 3 minutes. We'll take phone calls in just a bit. I'm Rick Adams.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, Joe Cortina, my guest tonight, and Joe, you just to interrupt a moment here, you as I was saying earlier. You are a man who has seen a lot, much more than any of us probably has seen, and done a lot as well. And you were involved in a time when we went from one administration, Jimmy Carter, to Ronald Reagan, and the swivel chairs were swiveled, but the character players were basically the same. They were just taking the opposite side of the paradigm. And we had created the communist insurgency, as you know, in Nicaragua when Jimmy Carter had overthrown Anastasio Somoza's government. And, in fact, had him killed in that bombing of his car. He managed to get the book out, Nicaragua Betrayed, and, of course, it was summarily ignored by the media and buried. Although I have read the book, I have the book, and someday I'll interview the author. So then the next phase is now we've got a communist insurgency created in large part by the treason of Washington. So now we're going to finance the Contra movement and the opposition to the communists, and we're going to fight them, and you've got people in Congress playing the loyal opposition, the Sandinista opposition, like Boland and Kennedy and Drinan, who's just passed on, and all of those type of people in Congress. And there you were. You were there. You were down there. And you saw firsthand some of the things that these Bolshevik communists were doing same things they did in Russia and in World War One and Two with the blessings of the United States. I remember reading about the El Salvadoran rebels and then the communists, and what they would do was to take a cat and set him on fire and then have the cat running through all of the fields, you know, the wheat fields, the corn fields, and so forth, setting all of the property on fire, destroying the crop. And you probably can testify firsthand to what I'm saying, but much more than what I'm saying. So go ahead. Go ahead, Joe.
Much more. Much more. I've seen dirty tricks personally down there. The lies that came out of Nicaragua, they aren't important now. But again, what I'm saying this is about is that people here don't have a bloody clue what the hell is really going on. And all I'm interested in is the truth. And good people should be interested in the truth.
Mm-hmm.
God said it, so it must be the right thing to do. I saw more lies that I personally busted down there that I was amazed that people were buying this stuff. I mean, these religious groups that were going down there, they weren't religious groups. They were Marxist entities.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just amazing, because to me it was so completely obvious. To give you one example, because I was on the spot, there was one story, and I saw this later in the United States, where we got the black eye because I don't remember if you remember when a C-130 was shot down there, and this is when it started the big thing about proving about Congress aiding the Contras and
mm-hmm.
so on.
Yes, yes.
Well, there was a guy by the name of Hasenfuss that was on that plane that was shot down. He died in that situation.
I remember
that. He was an American soldier of fortune, and on those missions he was what they call a kicker. A kicker was a guy, usually somebody they pick, a guy that was airborne experience, that said experience, you know, dropping loads out of those kind of planes. And I was there when it happened. Now, the lie was that the U.S. Embassy, that the Americans were so cruel and mean that they refused to take the body of their own people and the pilots into the embassy and refused the good, wonderful, thoughtful Sandinistas who offered to bring the bodies back to them. And we refused to do it. You may remember that. I remember that like it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I was physically there. Let me tell you what really happened. I'll make this brief because this has, aside from the fact that there's just more and more and more lies, the only difference is the lies are now not coming so much out of foreign places, which stupid people swallow here. The lies are coming directly from the commander-in-chief,
mm-hmm.
our liar-in-chief,
mm-hmm.
our head liar, and all the liars in Washington. And they are liars extraordinaire.
And traitors.
Back to my point. The lie was, as I told you, that we were mean, cruel, terrible, hard-hearted people who would refuse to take our own dead back. Let me tell you what really happened, in case you remember, any listener happens to remember that. There were Sandinista military with AK-47s in droves outside the gates of the embassy. The embassy had something like half a dozen Marine guards. That was the total sum of the guards. And there was a lot of civilian workers at the embassy, some of them Americans, a lot of them local people, but civilians. And there was this huge, angry mob pounding on the gates with the butts of their AK-47s, shooting in the air, screaming oaths, demanding this and that and the other. And, I mean, just an angry
Joe,
mob.
Joe, I'm going to have to hold you there just for a moment. In 3 minutes, we'll be right back, and you'll have plenty of time to finish that story. Stay tuned. Joe Cortina, my guest, and we're talking intel, we're talking about geopolitics tonight on the program. Uncensored, Radio Free America, Rick Adams, your radio Avenger.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Adams with you, and am I on? I'm on. Can you hear me, Joe?
You're on.
Joe Cortina. All right, Joe Cortina. I had to step away from the mic for about 35 seconds and a half, so here I am back again with you, and you really got me, I'm telling you, got me very angry here, describing the scene there that we all probably recall if we were paying attention. That was being orchestrated by the media and the Sandinistas.
Another commercial. Let me make this brief.
Well, we've got plenty of time now. Go ahead.
Was, yeah. And I was there. I didn't hear it from a good friend. I was physically there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I talked to one of the Marine guards. I watched this thing. And it was scary. They were beating on this fence, and I mean, it was shaking. And he was concerned that they would just break through and come in and massacre everybody. I mean, these people were armed, shooting, and angry.
Mm-hmm.
So he forbid them to come in the gate, which was what I would have done. The man, this NCO, did the right thing. He was protecting the lives of the civilians in that place because of this mob, M-O-B. You know what a mob is. Mm-hmm. And this mob was armed to the teeth. So the news people, the leftist news people, picked that up, mm-hmm. and naturally it was real easy to twist it into
yes.
The United States refuses to take the bodies back of their own dead.
Right.
You follow me on
yes,
this?
Yes, I sure do.
So this is the story that gets to us, which was an absolute lie based on a small fragment of truth which had nothing to do with the essence of the situation. And this is what the communists are good at. But it's not only the communists.
They're busy little helpers, yes.
Now, follow this to today,
mm-hmm.
and this is what you see today. A little tiny fragment of truth that has nothing to do with reality, and this is all that the sheeple hear when they get news. We don't get news. We don't get the truth. Everything is filtered by the chosen because the chosen owns all the media. They own what you and your children and your neighbors hear. Remember that. Don't ever forget it. The Jews own the media, lock, stock, and barrel. So you're never going to get the truth. And you're not going to travel to the Mideast and risk your rear end because it's just not practical or possible. But I'm telling you, you're being lied to and lied to and lied to.
Mm-hmm.
These young men that we send over there are raping, killing, destroying. I saw something tonight on TV. It was supposed to be, I guess, to enthuse Americans, and it showed messages from Iraq or from the Mideast or whatever, and there were things taken by soldiers. And tonight, from Corporal or Sergeant so-and-so, we have such-and-such, and all I saw was humongous amounts of shelling of civilians and areas inside a city that were doing nothing but killing civilians, bombarding and turning a city into rubble. Go see it for yourself. This is unparalleled in history, with the exception of World War II by the Germans. We are doing the exact things that the Soviets and the Nazi Germans, because you have to differentiate that, were doing in World War II, and the Soviets, of course, post-World War II.
And during, yes, and before.
We are becoming what we used to hate.
Yes.
Make no mistake about
I think we've become that really a long time. We just haven't realized it, and we haven't really recognized it for what it is. You know, going back to the days of Roosevelt and Wilson, when they were lying and stealing and cheating and deceiving and warring and creating false scenarios and false flags and all kinds of hate propaganda right in Washington. Now, we're seeing that today, only it's carried on as a preemptive policy, Joe. It's done preemptively by these neocons, who, as you say, certainly owe their loyalty not to the United States at all, but to Israel. And Israel's goals will be acquired bit by bit, step by step, even if it means stepping back a yard or two in order to advance forward. You follow?
Absolutely.
That's the dialectic here. That's the evil dialectic which they're employing today. And this president, this man, this puppet, George Bush, has done more harm to the American military, has done more demoralizing to it, and has done more transformation of it than any other president, possibly with the exception of Roosevelt, in turning our men and women into killing machines and then reaping the consequences when they come home, if they come home at all. And now they're becoming basket cases. They're becoming psychos, many of them. They're becoming, you know, you remember the Vietnam stories about the guys that came back and how they were treated by the American public and the Jane Fondas and so forth. And they came back. And, of course, they had a complete breakdown, complete, quote, psycho cases, as the media called them. And no wonder they were thrust into these situations where they had no business being, in wars across oceans, overseas. And here we've got George Bush selling them out today.
Well, let's get this perfectly straight. We're not talking apples and apples. We're talking apples and oranges.
Mm-hmm.
In Vietnam, we had a Marxist entity. Marxists are totally different animals. I know them well. I've seen their horrors all over this globe.
Yeah.
They were spit on. They are soldiers and so on. We came back.
That's right.
Not by good neighbors, by scum, by vomitous, maggot-infested Jews like, oh, hell, I mean, the 60s were full of them. Hell, I'm looking right now at a cover of People magazine. Mm-hmm. Abbie Hoffman,
mm-hmm.
Death of a Radical. And he's portrayed as a hero. He was one of the Jew scum that never did a thing in his life worthwhile, that was spitting on people whose boots he wasn't fit to shine.
Mm.
And now, what do we have? We have the same people that are changing all their stories now. I mean, it's the same story. The people that were doing this were leftist Jews or Jew-instigated people. What we have now are people like myself, hopefully, that are smart enough, and I'm ex-military,
mm-hmm.
who despise our new military. I despise them. I don't want them in my house. I don't want to talk to them. I don't want to have anything to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
The only military I respect are those refusing to go and murder innocent people. Those are real men. Not the ones that are go and laughing and calling people that they don't understand their culture sand niggers, camel jockeys, ragheads. I've seen general officers on major newscasts calling them those names.
Mm-hmm.
Have you not?
Yep. Oh, absolutely.
Of course you have.
We absolutely
all have. But if you call a black man here who's out in the street going beady blah 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 selling drugs and doing horrible things, you call him a nigger, you mm-hmm. are toast, my friend. You have become.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Uh-huh. Yep. Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Can you hear me, Rick?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay.
What's up? What's up?
Nigger that.
Well, he's not saying it. He's saying that's what they are saying.
Say
of course he can.
He
yes, he can. He's quoting, he's quoting, he's quoting. Really? Well, that's news to me. Oh, yeah? Where? Give me the chapter and verse. Give me the chapter and verse. Come on, I want to read it. Come on. Hurry. All right. Just get him back on. You explain that to him yourself. All right? All right, hurry up. What are we doing now? Dead air? All right, so what we're saying then here with our guest there, Joe Cortina, who has dropped off for a minute here, we'll get him right back on, is essentially that the caricature of people by the media and by these so-called expert commentators who are indeed racially bigoted and indeed believe that the Arabs and the Muslims are somehow responsible for all of America's problems, when in fact they are victims of American foreign aggression, or should I say Zionist American foreign policy aggression, well, that's the result. The result is you have a twisted, demented population and a twisted, demented punditry in the media. And essentially that I think is what Joe is trying to relate to us here on the program. Do we have him back yet? We should have him in a moment. We should have Joe on back again in a moment. All right. Well, we will take your calls, by the way. I want to give you the number, 800-313-9443. That is the number to get on and speak with this man, Joe Cortina, who, as you can see, is very angry, very upset, very disgusted, because he served in this military, and now he sees this country being destroyed from within. And it's been happening, though, for a long time, I would have to tell Joe. I've, reading history, seen it happen in the last century with the Wilsons and the Roosevelts, taking us into war again illegally and unconstitutionally and treacherously, planning attacks on America like Pearl Harbor, planning those events. Indeed, one after another after another, knowing full well they could orchestrate Americans' thinking and manipulate their minds into yet another act of aggression, culminating now with 9/11 and the attacks of 9/11 propelling the United States into the Mideast. That's what I hear. That's what I hear from Joe. That's what I hear quite plainly and clearly. And I hear a man who's really and truly, well, he's really saddened deep within, and you can hear it in his voice because he was there. Hey, man, he was there. He was in that battle. He wasn't just hearing about it or reading about it. He was there. Several decades on the ground, foot on the ground, feet on the ground, armaments in his hands, seeing how communism, globalism, internationalism operates, and who do we have and what do we have in the White House now? All of those factors. Globalism, one-worldism, universalism, Trotskyism, all of these isms. Joe, if you're back, I'll welcome you back on the... Are you there, Joe? Where is he? Is Joe back? Joe Cortina, our guest? Can you hear me, Mr. Producer? Is he back? Well, is he back yet? He will be. All right, get him back on. I want to talk to Joe. Joe is angry, and I don't blame him, ladies and gentlemen. Let me take a call right now, if we can. Let's take our first call. How about Jim in Texas? Hello, Jim. You're on the program.
Hello. It's nice to be on tonight to talk to a fellow that I was in the Army, I think, slightly before he was. I went in 1958.
Uh-huh.
And spent 2 years in Germany in the Border Patrol.
Right.
Patrolling the East German border, and I know that all the stuff he's talking about is very true.
Right.
And that... But the main fault I have is what you and him are talking about. Not you, but you don't take it back far enough. It has to go back to 1914. That is the starting point of today's modern warfare
right.
and control.
Yes.
Up until 1914, when countries went to war and one defeated the other, they treated each other honorably. They did not murder and butcher their opponents. That happened as of 1914 with the Bolshevik Revolution. And today's
right.
neocons is nothing but the equivalent of the Russian Bolsheviks.
No, you're right. Absolutely.
What happened? I mean, nothing has changed since then. It's always the same.
Mm-hmm.
Up until 1914, if we'd have went to war with Iraq prior to that, we wouldn't have hung Saddam Hussein. We might have sent him in exile, but we wouldn't have hung him. But as of 1914, we have the Jewish agenda, which is destroy your enemy completely.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I know you know about the Theodore Kaufman and the Morgenthau plan and what they intended what they intended to do with Germany. And people don't understand, that don't know their history. Why did the Germans fight to the bitter end? They fought till they were practically in a two-block area in Berlin. They fought to the bitter end.
Mm-hmm.
The reason they'd done that is because they knew about the Morgenthau Plan. They were going to sterilize all the German males. They were going to make it an agrarian society. They were going to ruin it for time immemorial. I mean,
right.
when you present people with that kind of choice, you're going to fight to the bitter end. That's
mm-hmm.
the name of the game. No, but no other country I ever heard of since then, or even before then, that fought to the bitter end like they did. And they did because we gave them no choice.
Right.
With the famous Roosevelt, it wasn't Yalta, it was Tehran, I think.
The Tehran Conference.
When they said absolute unconditional surrender.
Yeah.
Well, you know what that means. That means they can do anything with you they want. They can
kill
you.
And that's exactly what they did.
They can murder you. They can burn your whole country down. They can do anything they want.
Yep.
And nobody raised a question. Did any of the news media raise a question back then? Wait a minute. What is this, you know?
Well, the question should have been, what are we surrendering to?
Yeah.
We were surrendering to international communism. International
Absolutely.
Bolshevism. And that's what the rest of the world eventually was victimized by. And Roosevelt was so brash about it and so brazen about it that he, too, died a very conveniently timed death at the home of Bernard Bernstein, I believe was his name.
Yeah, at Warmsburg, Georgia.
Yeah, right in Georgia. And, of course, he had been suffering, you know, from those colds for a long time.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And he had been, you know, diminuating his health for several months prior to his final attack.
Right, and his wife was worn out from attending beauty pageants, I might add. So.
Yes, and she won a few, too.
Oh, well, several, yeah.
Yeah, but, you
and
know.
She's Hillary Clinton's idol, her mentor.
Oh, yes.
She talks to her. And nobody
I don't
says,
doubt
wait
that.
A minute. Well,
I don't
she,
doubt
she
that
said
at all.
She did. She talks to her. She actually said she literally talked to Eleanor. She was her mentor.
Right.
I don't know what she got back except maybe, you know, what's the latest beauty pageant you want. But,
sure,
you know.
Sure. Well, if you want to hang on, we got a break coming up, and we're going to see if we're going to get Joe back on.
I'd like to talk to him.
Because
yes,
a lot of people want to talk to him, and I want him to come right back on now so I can complete the interview with him, the program. And we'll do that. We're going to take a break right now, and we'll return with him. And our number is 800-313-9443. There are others on the line now waiting to speak with Joe, and we are going to endeavor to get him back in just about a few minutes and have him come on and answer some of these questions. He is deeply angry, deeply distraught. And we'll do that in 3 minutes' time, okay?
The size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.